to all of the online students around the world, and for those that are on Darrow campus, this is Dr. Walker with Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. I'm going to simply give you a review of this semester of the things that were taught you, and trusting God that you would read the entire book, because there are some aspects in the book that I was not able to get to. But by way of review, I want to share some things with you, reiterate some key points that we shared with you throughout this semester. Okay, beginning with chapter one, beginning with the preface, okay, the preface. The prophetic flow. The prophetic flow is tapping into the supernatural dimensions of the Spirit. And in order to do this, we must be, notice that term, properly trained by apostolic fathers. It is learning how to hear accurately the voice of the Holy Spirit. And it is learning how to properly respond to the voice of God. The prophecy gift sets the flow of the Holy Spirit's river for all other gifts to flow through. God is sending apostolic fathers to go into the crowd and to bring out the boy who have the five loaves and the two fishes. The discerning of spirits is a must for all of those who are to minister and build in the spirit and in the supernatural. Eli, an apostolic father, he trained Samuel, his son, on how to hear and respond to the voice of God or the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now, chapter one is the introduction to moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Remedies to spiritual ignorance. They are apostolic teaching and revelation knowledge. Gifts are to flow through the atmosphere and through the motivation of love. Other hindrances to the operation of gifts are fear and snares, fear of men, fear of failure, fear of mistakes, fear of satanic influences, fear of poverty, and fear of the future. Intimidation is an act of continual harassment until the person's wall of resistance is broken and he starts to belittle and despise what he is and what he have. In other words, he despises himself and the gifts that God have given him. Remember, all of us have access to all nine manifestations of the Spirit. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, God divided severally to all men as he will. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead. The spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy releases the testimony of Jesus Christ directly to us. Jesus testifies to what God and he are saying in the heavens about us. Chapter number two. Three categories of gifts. There are three categories of gifts. They are vocal gifts, gifts of utterance or mouth gifts. They are revelation gifts. That's gifts of knowing or gifts of seeing. And then there are the power gifts. Gifts of demonstration are gifts that do something. The three vocal gifts are diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and the gift of prophecy. The three revelatory gifts are the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the discerning of spirits. The three power gifts are gifts of healing, working of miracles, and the gift of special faith. Okay, go ahead. Chapter number three, the gift of prophecy. Prophecy is a supernatural utterance in a known tongue. Speaking in tongues is a supernatural utterance in an unknown tongue. The five major purposes of prophecy are to edify, which means to build up the church, to exhort the church, and to bring comfort to the church, to convince and to convict, and that all may learn, watch this, to prophesy. Every child of God has a divine right to function in prophecy. It's your right to hear from God and declare what thus said the Lord. That don't make you a prophet though. Go ahead. Chapter four. There are four realms of prophecy. And they are the spirit of prophecy, which is the mantle. There's the gift of prophecy, which is the resident gift. And then there's the ministry of the prophet, which is the man in function. And then there's the prophecy of scripture, which is also known as the canon of scripture. When the Holy Spirit's anointing increases in a service, all can learn to prophesy one by one. The one who possesses the resident gift of prophecy prophesies more regularly or more frequently because he's not dependent. He's not dependent upon an external atmosphere, or he's not dependent upon the environment. It's a resident gift. He has the ability to store up the gift that's already in him. The Bible says, store up the gift. You listening? When you have the resident gift, you can store it up. Go ahead. The New Testament apostle reveals Christ. The apostle. Faith is following apostolic instructions through hearing. The prophecy of scripture is the highest and purest form of communication from God. And all prophecies should be judged by the canon of scripture. All prophecies. Nobody gets to give a prophecy and not wanting it to be judged by the canon of scripture, which cannot be added to. Are you listening? Go ahead. Chapter number five. Discerning and judging in the realm of prophecy. Motivational gifts are for the building up of others. The charismatic gifts are for the building up of others. Ministry gifts are for the building up of the church. Those with the resident gift are depending upon their ability to hear and to receive from God. Those who operate in the spirit of prophecy are dependent upon a conducive atmosphere or environment. They also prophesy under a different lower level of prophetic anointing. All right, here are some reasons for judging all prophecy. One, because of the imperfect state of the channel through which prophecy comes. And number two, the New Testament prophet, they are functioning and operating differently to their Old Testament counterparts. The following aspects are important to judging the contents of prophecy. Is the prophecy being given in line with God's canon of scriptures? Does the prophecy line up with the testimony of Jesus Christ? What does that mean, Dr. Walker? All prophecy is to point towards Jesus Christ. Go ahead. Does the prophetic word uphold other scriptures? And is that prophetic word in balance with the whole counsel of God? You can't take one scripture and build a doctrine. You can't take one scripture and have a revelation. You must have the entire counsel of God. That's why some people got off track with the grace message, because they didn't consider the whole counsel of God. Grace is an empowerment to live the holy, godly lifestyle. Are you listening? It's not a cover up for sin. Are you listening? Grace is an empowerment. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You know, it's a teacher. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live godly, righteously, and soberly in this present world. So from that scripture, that's Titus 2 and 11. You should mark that, because it's important for us to know. Amen. Go ahead. The purpose of the prophetic word is restoration and the lifting up of the souls, but not to condemn it. God will not overstep. God will not overstep human responsibility. We should saturate prophecy with prayer and with intercession.
Judging by the confirmation of the Spirit,
is the most subjective of all the ways of proving a prophetic word. But it's only reliable if the recipient is truly abiding and walking with him, the Holy Spirit. Chapter number 10. The gift of the word of knowledge. And moving in the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is the Holy Spirit's supernatural revelation of the mind of Christ concerning certain facts of the past and of the present of a person. Prophets help interpret and illuminate the portions of the written word that have been unfolded unto them. Prophecy comes to us in seven ways.
When we receive the actual words of a message,
when we receive the sense of a message, when we receive the first words of the prophetic message, when we receive a vision and an interpretation, when we receive a message through a song,
when we receive a rhema through the remembrance of Scripture. And when we receive an activation through the prophetic anointing of others, faith comes through a spirit voice. We must know what to do with these revealed facts. Not all words of knowledge must be spoken. That's certain facts that's in the mind of God concerning a person. All of that don't have to be spoken. Read. When we make known the secret word received, the revelation gifts, we are operating through another gift, which is the gift of prophecy. As we said, all of the gifts ride on prophecy. Prophecy is the gateway or the door that opens up all of the other eight manifestations of the Spirit unto us. Go ahead. Chapters number 11 and chapters number 12. The gift of the word of wisdom and the gift of the discerning of spirits. The definition of the word of wisdom, it is the Holy Spirit's supernatural revelation of the mind of Christ concerning the future plans and purposes of God for a person, place, or nation. The word of wisdom is not sanctified common sense that is reflected in the wise sayings of a natural man. It is not administrative wisdom. It is not a code of ethics on wise behavioral patterns. It is not a high degree of intellectualism, and it is not deep spiritual insights or unusual understanding of the more mystical parts of God's word. The definition of the gift of the discerning of spirits. It is the supernatural enablement to identify the nature and the character of spirits seen or spirits unseen. The gift of the discerning of spirits is not the ability to see faults in another. It is not a spirit of suspicion.
It is not psychological insights.
It is not psychological insights.
It is not mind reading.
It is not mind reading. We're talking about the discerning of spirits.
It is not associated.
It is not associated
with a spirit phenomenon
of demonic spirits,
which impersonates
the voices of the dead,
or
etc. Well, we have highlighted for you what we've covered in this semester. It certainly, once again, have been an honor and a pleasure to teach you. I'm going to, once again, admonish you to read the entire book, putting emphasis on chapter 5, because that is relevant to where we are today. Well, enjoy a wonderful summer. And once again, remember, graduation is coming up May the 7th. And I'm trusting that you have prepared your gift for the founders of the training center. And I look forward to seeing you at graduation. Enjoy.